this motherfucker trying to sleep.
Time to stop. Stop.
I guess it's time. Now
Dom, what's going on, man? Why I'm in the car right now? Where are we going? You can't drive, Dom. You're not even a fucking real person.
Don't worry about it. You'll be all right. I didn't say hug me. No one knows I'm here but you, B. Lock down that. Yeah,
this is the second call for all passengers.
My boy, just keep going.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, love. Yeah, we'll see about it later. Talk like cheers. Yes, hello? As I live and breathe, Dominic Young. What, blonde? You want him to meet Demonica this early on the path? But they're not even supposed to meet for another 6 months. Well, I suppose this kind of thing has no real timeline, you know, does it? Don, I see him. I'll take him back to his flat straight away. We'll talk and I'll contact you later. Cheers.
Wait a minute. I woke up yesterday morning in Los Angeles and I went to sleep last night in Los Angeles. Why am I in a place where people talk funny? This is a joke, right?
Randpool, I'm afraid it's not. This isn't a dream. You see, you really are here. Now.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you.
Why, no, actually. By all means.
Oh, please, I totally startled you. I'm sorry. No, I just have to say, I love that book.
Yeah, I like to read, you know, I guess you could say.
Oh my god. Me too! But anyways, if you don't mind me asking, what's your name?
Well, they call me Dom P.
Oh, really? I love that. That's so interesting. Is there a story behind it?
I guess you could say I'm somewhat of a demonic entity.
Alright, whatever you say.
You know, actually, let me tell you about my last job. You see, I'm an independent contractor. I work for a young man out here in L.A., actually, but I dropped him off at the airport for some international business.
Really? That's so cute.
That's right. I guess I just wanted to help him out, you know what I'm saying? He's going on a little trip to London to meet his future wife.
Friends, it's Paulie back in the MC's chair at my desk. Glad to be here for you guys. Brand new show, obviously, since I'm recording at this point. It is the month of February, the month of love, the month of Valentine's. And I thought it would be appropriate for this episode to consist of matters of the heart, of relationships. So I'm going to start off with the fact that I had no Valentine, and this has been the case for about, I'd say, 95% of my life, but that's okay. I enjoy my escapades otherwise. So I'm going to kick it off. This episode is entitled Ruiner Healer. So this episode is titled Ruiner Healer. And I'm going to start off with the ruiner aspects of it. We're going to jump into the first item on the list today. Incels. Okay, so I don't know if I've touched on them too much in the past, but this is a type of group that I've discovered this past year or last, the end of last year, I should say. Fascinating group of individuals. And the thing is, incel is a word that essentially means involuntary celibate. Okay. I'm looking up their Reddit right now. I want to see, because it's a pretty interesting culture, because it is a fully fledged culture. It has a lot of artwork and linguistic features that is consistent. It evolves its pattern. It's learned. It's passed on. So all the markings of a culture. Let's see. I'm trying to look up the lingo here. Okay. Okay, so here's the terminology of incel culture. And this will give you an idea of what they're all about. Incel. Involuntary celibate. Someone, for various reasons, usually physical appearance, cannot enter into a sexual and or romantic relationship, even though they desire such a thing. Okay. Volcel. V-O-L. Voluntary celibate. Someone who, for various reasons, does not want to, avoids, or does not attempt to enter a sexual or romantic relationship. Okay, that's pretty self-explanatory, don't you think? Ascension. When an incel has sex or enters a relationship, leaving his incel status behind and becoming a normie. An incel who visits an escort, prostitute, or pays someone for sex is still considered an incel among the community. Because to ascend, a woman who is genuinely and willingly interested in you as a person on a romantic or sexual level is required. Normie. Loosely defined, anyone who does not meet the above criteria for incel. Femcel. A mythical incel. Tales of their existence are repeated across the internet, but very little evidence of their existence has been found. Not even R True Femcels, their subreddit, has any femcel users, but instead just a bunch of confused women using the term incel incorrectly, most of them belong on Forever Alone. FA, Forever Alone, somewhat like incels, but the focus is on intimate relationships. The main difference is a lack of belief in the black pill, a disregard for casual sex, and that the community welcomes women. Black pill. A subjective term used to describe the real or perceived socially unspoken realizations that come from being a longtime incel. The basics of it are looks matter over everything else. Chad. A very attractive man, typically white, a rating of 8 out of 10 to 10 out of 10, and over 6 foot, with a nice facial structure and a full head of hair. Chad Light / Brad. A man almost as attractive as a Chad, a rating of 6.5 out of 10 to 7.99 out of 10. Chadam, an Arab Chad. Chang, an Asian Chad. Chad Preet, an Indian Chad. And this one's just a bit different. But Tyrone, black Chad, stereotyped as also having massive penises. Stacy, an attractive woman. Becky, a woman almost as attractive as a Stacy. White Knight, a guy obsessed with the idea of coming to a woman's aid, typically overprotective of women, and takes any minor complaints toward them very personally. Subconsciously believes women can do no wrong. Okay. Roasty, a derogatory term for women meant as a jab toward female promiscuity, based on the meme that states promiscuity will stretch out, loosen, and deform the vagina over time. Femoid, foid, or FHO, a derogatory, dehumanizing term for women, various short forms of female humanoid organism to imply that they aren't truly human. Though that was the initial joke, many of the newer users use FOID without truly knowing its origin and just use it as a buzzword to fit it with the crowd without too much thought into its meaning. Beta Bucks and Beta Provider. A man who works while his wife girlfriend does not, and he provides financial support for her. It's implied his wife only married him for his money and nothing else. Canthal Tilt. The canthal tilt is the angle of the lateral canthus outside a corner of the eye in relation to the medial canthus inside a corner of the eye. Frame. Body structure and particular bone size. Maxilla bone. Upper jawbone. Low T. Low testosterone. New male. A derogatory term for the men with low T. Onitis. An obsessive love and romantic idealization of a person, often unrequited. Mogged, meaning to be dominated by, at, something by another person. Example, a 6'4" man height mogs a 5'6" man. Chatted, meaning to be in a relationship with a chad. Example, look at that gorgeous woman. I wonder if she's single. As a big man looming behind her comes into view. Nope. She's chatted. Looks maxing. Self-improvement with the goal of improving your physical appearance, hair, exercise, skin, fashion, etc. Some take it to the extreme with plastic surgery or facial reconstruction, but sometimes any of those methods of looks maxing aren't enough to change a truly ugly man into a good-looking or a decent-looking one. Looks match. A person of similar attractiveness to another, or a similar objective attractiveness rating. Slayer, an attractive male that has sex with multiple women very easily. Black Ops 2 Cell, a guy who, years ago, posted in one of the rating subs. He deleted his post, but has since become an idol of many incels. Explanation of abbreviations. AF/BB, Alpha Fucks, Beta Bucks. Meaning that some women chose to have sex with the alpha men during their youth and settle with beta men to be the providers when they can't hold down a more alpha man. AMOG, meaning to be alpha man among the group, dominating the others of the group. AWALT, NAWALT, AWALT. All women are like that. Not all women are like that. Enough women are like that. Example, women prefer tall men. Someone will prefer shorter men. Doesn't matter. Those women are a minority. IOY, Indicator of Interest, IT, subreddit, incel tears, LDAR, lay down and rot or rest, meaning to give up on a mental level. JFL, just fucking LOL. LDR, long-distance relationship. LTR, long-term relationship. LMS, looks, money, status. MGTOW, men going their own way. OKC, OKCupid. POF, plenty of fish. PUA, pickup artist. NEET, a person who is not in education, employment, or training. SMV, sexual market value. TRT, testosterone replacement therapy. Okay, so now we're going to get to the last bit here. Adding cell as a suffix to any word becomes a descriptor of why an incel believes they are unsuccessful in dating or how they cope with being unsuccessful in dating. Examples. Curry cell, those of South Asian Indian descent. Rice cell, those of East Asian descent. Black cell, those of African descent. Bomb cell, camel cell, kebab cell. Sand cell, those of Arabic, Middle Eastern, North African, or Persian descent. Mayo cell, those of European descent. Mulatto cell, Hapa cell, mixed races. Poverty cell, those whose meager income is the cause of women rejecting them. Mental cell, incel with mental illness, psychosis, or vole cell who is incapable of talking to women cause of a mental block or anxiety. Gym cell, an incel who copes by working out. Neat cell, incel who copes by being a useless leech on society. Escort cell, an incel who copes by visiting escorts or prostitutes. Now, lastly, the levels of incel. A true cell is either those that believe they are to be pure incels, that they have not been kissed, hugged, or held hands with a woman, let alone sexual relations, or those who are truly ugly and physically repulsive. A fake cell, either who claim to be incel but have had interactions with women, or those who, despite claiming to be physically repulsive, are actually somewhat average or above average in looks. Volcel, those who are celibate but because they choose to not have interactions with women. And the definition of various pills, referring to embracing particular philosophies. And there are three. Blue pill. An ideology that implies that a person's personality, sociability, and generosity are the most important factors in attracting women. The main point is that women will be attracted to nice, friendly men, based on the Matrix term for living in a dream and illusion, as red pillars and black pillars think this is false. Red pill. An ideology that implies that a person's personality, actions, and status are the most important factors in attracting women. The main point is women will be attracted to alpha-like behaviors, confidence, and assertiveness. Based on the Matrix term for living in reality, as red pillars believe this is the way to attract women. Now, finally, the black pill. And this seems to be the quintessential incel philosophy. The black pill is an ideology that implies that a person's face, height, race, and frame/body structure are the most important factors in attracting women. The main point is women will always be attracted to better looking, taller, stronger, and often white men. Also, that advice from the blue pill and red pill will have very little effect on an ugly person, based on the idea that there is no hope for some people, thus the pill is black. Okay. So that comes straight from the incels subreddit, FAQ sidebar. It's pretty heavy stuff, to be honest. The fact that this kind of culture has mutated and evolved and expanded. There's a lot of stuff in the media, if you've kind of been attentive to that. You'll see a lot of people think like, oh, they're either child molesters or they're school shooters. And this is, I mean, if you read this stuff, if you read their posts, it's absolutely false. Like, if you see how a lot, okay, the thing is, the way I found out about these guys is I was on someplace on Reddit. I think it was just like one of the major subs. It was like, what was it? Like Ask Men or Ask Women or no, it was like Ask Reddit. And someone had brought up incels like in a very bad way. And I was like, wait, what is incels? Like, what is it really that bad? And they're like, oh my God, like I would not even go there. Like you're going to be traumatized because like they're like rapists and they talk about like having sex with their cousins. And I was like, dude, what? That's insane. And for that 10 minutes, I was like, okay, that sounds really fucking terrible, you know, like. But of course, I have this like morbid curiosity. I think a lot of people do on the internet. So I decided to take a look. And the sub, this is like the only sub I know about on Reddit that's actually quarantined. So you have to like activate it through your account online. And I took a look, and it was actually surprisingly funny. It wasn't, I think I saw one of their posts, and it was actually probably like a misunderstanding. Like, these guys don't seem like rapists at all. Like, they're just nerds. I was on there for a little while, you know, every now and then I pop in. I don't really comment or anything like that because, I mean, what can I really say? I'm just a normal guy. But they have some of the best humor I've seen on Reddit, the best memes. A lot of people criticize them of being misogynistic. Valentine's Day was a big day for them because, you know, they obviously don't have any romantic partner, but the misogyny that you really read about is really misplaced frustration. It could probably be perceived as like a resentment if you really get a chance to talk to these guys or observe their conversation. I'm not going to say that some of the stuff they say towards women is not harsh, because it is. But I bet you nearly everything I have in my possession that if, I mean, not literally, I mean, that's a big bet. Not that I have a lot of stuff, but I mean, anyway, if you pair them up with someone reasonable for them, that's all they really seem to ask for, is reasonable for them, that likes them back, that quote unquote hate will disappear. And I know why they're frustrated, because as a guy dating in this year and time, they go into a lot of the dating politics that are really not discussed, that I kind of held to myself, that I believed I was alone about. Now, like, I am by no means celibate, but ever, and the funny thing is, like, they actually posted a meme where they illustrated the at the rate of how men were going celibate in comparison to when Tinder began, and it seemed like that skyrocketed in 2012 when Tinder was launched. And their one of the main banes of an incel existence is the acceleration of social media usage and dating apps. And I can see why. Because for some reason, and this is usually biologically understood, as men pursue because the cost of sperm is cheaper. So therefore, they have a base and unconscious desire to pursue women, that any woman that they feel like they can have sex with. Women's eggs being more costly probably unconsciously requires them or compels them to be a bit more choosy. So therefore, like, men on social media and dating apps will spray their attempts across many, many, many women, and the females are more choosy. Unfortunately, the problem is that we don't really need to. With contraceptive and contemporary society, women don't necessarily need to be, you know, women don't really need to procreate as often. So therefore, like, we all use contraceptives and all that other stuff. So women can pretty much have sex freely with whoever they want. And that's combined with, like, modern day ideology, sexual liberation, fourth wave / intersectional feminism. So it's become this thing to where incels speculate, and I tend to agree to a pretty decent extent, that women will aim towards higher quality men, and those men will reap the benefits of many partners, while lesser and lesser men will have less of a chance. And this has actually also been my experience as well. So that's what I think is ironic in this day and age. And it's interesting that a culture has formulated because of it, you know. And I think it's only growing at this point. But with that being said, I would also like to talk about how I differ. Again, like, I really do agree with these guys and a lot of what they have to say. I mean, I sympathize with them. I don't know, like, it's not my life that I experienced, but it's just, when I first discovered this subreddit, I was kind of blown back. And, I really just want to say it's not over for the incels, and I think that things are going to have to turn around. I see a looming neo-traditionalism rounding the corner. I don't think a theology of hedonism, you know, I mean, I talk a lot about low-key degeneracy and stuff like that. I think that that's okay. You know, if you're able to maintain a life of delight and a life of pleasure-seeking in tandem with rest, relaxation, and self-care, I think you have the recipe for true happiness. Because too much chastity, and this is not, I mean, I think chastity is a very underrated virtue. I shouldn't have said that. I think too much purity altogether can actually be counterproductive. And I don't know. I think that I think love is important. I think sexuality is extremely important, but I mean, perhaps in small and careful doses with the right people. But I think that relationships are important. That's kind of my gripe this day and age, is that it's hard to find a decent match, for me at least. I know a lot of my friends are very good looking, and they've been able to find good people for them. But I think that in my experience, there are also people that, in a sense, ruin you. And this doesn't happen to everyone. I'm drinking some tequila. I had some ice in it earlier. I could have shaken it in front of the mic. Could have been on some ASMR type thing. As I was saying, I have my experience with romance. Not as much as I do my experience with non-romance and being single. But I can say that there have been some people, one specifically in my past, that I, every now and then, wonder if the experience was a good one or a bad one. Because for one thing, she taught me that love actually exists. I mean, the ending was whatever. It's just things end, you know. I don't know what she did on her end, or I don't know. Maybe she doesn't know what I did on my end, but I mean, I can imagine it was a fairly complete and sincere relationship. But I would say that she would be the type that would have ruined me for others. And the reason why is because sometimes you run across someone in life that epitomizes what you'd have always imagined love to be like. Someone that you kind of always pictured in your mind as what you wanted. Someone that is like an ideal form of a relationship. I don't know. I mean, I think this individual from my past never knew that she was probably ruining me for other people. And it's something that I go over from time to time. It's interesting because I wouldn't necessarily want to be with her again. It's just, sometimes I imagine that she probably allowed me to experience something that I never needed to experience again because of the richness of the opportunity. Sometimes I think that maybe I don't need love anymore after that. It's kind of like you've been offered something like an experience of a lifetime. It's like if someone always wanted to be famous and within a couple of years they won an Oscar and then another and then another. And after it went away, do they really need another one, you know? Even if it happened within 3 or 4 years, 3 or 5 years, 10 years, they may not need to be in their 50s and 60s, even their 40s, enough to continue their career. I mean, they've fulfilled that dream. And I think that's what she did for me sometimes. But then again, there is the biological urge, which incels also happen. I mean, these guys are really high IQ people. Like, dude, incels tend to be very, very smart. And what do you expect? I mean, they've been shunned by the opposite sex, so they really have nothing to do but think all the time. Could be a bad thing, but they lead a life of reflection at the end of the day. But anyway, because of that, I also believe that this individual was somewhat of a healer. And she is like the archetypal female, nurtured things in my psyche that I never knew could be nurtured. Love can be a profoundly healing thing. And yet society trivializes it. Like Valentine's Day. It's a day you go out and celebrate, you know, your girlfriend or your boyfriend, and you go out on a date. You go out to fucking some stupid Olive Garden shit, whatever. I hope someplace better. But I'm whatever. I mean, I fuck with Olive Garden too sometimes. I'm not going to lie. Every once in a great while, but I mean, those breadsticks are cash, but. It's just love can ruin you and heal you at the same time. It has that capacity. Let's go on a quick break. This is the Greenfield Edit. Track I made before I left for Europe. Late November. Check it out. Have a listen.
Thank you.
smoke to kill my memory. Drink my feelings, coke to the nose. Celebrate good times, remember me.
Quite a while, and you know I'm very disappointed in myself because I keep promising myself and I keep promising Lenny that I'm going to have him on the show, but I just really wanted to get this one since it's February, out on February, and I hope I make the time because I still need to mix this, and it might come out on the 1st of March. Or it might come out on the 28th. I don't know yet. But love is a very big concept to me. Dating has always been a very big interest of mine. Sexuality for sure has been a big interest of mine. Stuff that I always like to talk about. But again, like the incels, they're not nearly, the thing is, the mainstream media has a big problem with these guys, and I find that really sketchy, and I don't know why completely, but if you take, I mean, yes, they come across as very misogynistic, but it's a lot of just, it's frustration. That's all it is. If you have them hold a girl's hand, that shit is going to wash right down the drain, all that quote-unquote misogyny. They can also be very sweet, very intelligent. I mean, I'm just hyping them up because like at one point I felt like I was an incel. I think a lot of guys can kind of sense that. And unfortunately that kind of culture wraps up some of the youth. I'm talking about like 18 and below. And you can't really be an incel. I mean, like, people lose their virginity at like 16, 17, sometimes earlier, sometimes a little later, but you don't know yet. You know, some people lose their virginity at like 26 or something like that. But I really want to have Josh on next time. He's been a trooper with being patient. And I will have some fresh material for you guys next time around. Have a great night. I wish for a long winter. So next time I talk to you, I hope it's raining in the background, but since this is California, I don't really think it will be, because it's too fucking hot. And it's always, always sunny here, and I don't like it. A little sun is good. 50-50. That's nice. That's reasonable. But I'm going to finish my tequila, and I'm going to get some sleep. Good night.